Welcome to the Pantry Raid, where every week we discuss a single ingredient or food item
and all the ways you can put it in your mouth. On this episode, Bill stumbles into an ice cream dream.
Bridget tells us how to make puppy chow.
And Monica becomes Sugar Bear.
Let's talk cereal.
So the other day we went to the city where my daughter is in college, and we took her out for lunch. And when we got there, there was she ordered a milkshake, a rice or a Fruity Pebbles milkshake. And it got me thinking about like desserts or other foods that are created with cereal. And I was curious, what are some different, like almost like Rice Krispies, but not Rice Krispies? What are some that you have tried or that you have heard of that you are like, just tell me about that stuff. What do you guys think?
So Rice Krispies, but not Rice Krispies, right?
Right, right. So Rice Krispie treats, but not made with Rice Krispies, if I didn't communicate that clearly.
Well, so we we have, there's a sub shop called Chibaha out here, and you order subs by, you know, the blints or the blunt or whatever it is, but they have Rice Krispie treats. That's like their biggest thing is Krispie treats, but they're not Rice Krispie treats. They're Fruit Loop treats, or they're like Girl Scout mint treats. So it's all different kinds of cereal, but it's not Rice Krispies. And I was really surprised how good the Fruit Loop one was. Like, I was like, how did I not think of this before? Like, it was really good.
Cereal's not supposed to be dessert. Cereal is
that's
breakfast.
What it's made for.
No, that's the beginning of the day. You're supposed to start it on like a good foot. You're not supposed to put sugar in your gullet every morning. You're supposed to have something, you know, like some what? Regular Rice Krispies, you know, just nice.
What cereal doesn't have sugar in it?
Rice Krispies.
I'm gonna Google Rice Krispies right now and look at that nutritional fact. Like,
Rice Krispies
no
does not have
way.
Sugar in it.
Okay.
There is no sugar. Trust me. I eat it every day.
That's why it's so disgusting.
Because there's not, yeah, I don't know. I can't, like, I feel like that's a lie. Like, I'm like, there's no way. There's not one, like, there's grape nuts, but even that's not even healthy.
Well, I mean, if we're talking about sugar, like, sometimes things just have sugar in it. But, like, it's not, like, 16 grams of sugar per cup of cereal. It's, like, a respectable amount of sugar.
There's
you
four
know?
Grams like, of sugar in Rice Krispie Treats, just FYI.
Treats?
Excuse me,
Rice
Krispie
treats?
No, Rice Krispie.
Right, Rice Krispies. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Geez. So that's a respectable amount of sugar.
Okay.
4 grams of sugar for a bowl of cereal.
But if
isn't
you could
bad.
Add more, what kind of Rice Krispie treats and or treats would you make?
Yes, that's the question here.
Do they still make Golden Crisp?
Yeah,
ooh.
Or Honey Grahams?
Enough of that Golden Crisp.
Is that the bear or the frog?
The bear.
Well,
no,
it used to be a
frog,
and then it became a bear.
No, because the frog is crisp. The golden bear is the golden grams. But it's like the same
what's
thing.
The one that dances
Honey Smacks. Sorry, I was thinking Honey Smacks.
It's the bear, because he snaps his fingers, because he's so freaking cool.
I don't know which one that is.
Can't get enough of that golden gram. I'm sorry, I gotta sing the jingle again.
I adore 80s cereal cartoons.
Oh, they were so good, weren't they?
Commercials. They were so good and bad at the same time. Those are always really fun. You know what I'm thinking that I would think would be an amazing cereal treat, like a Rice Krispies treat kind of thing? I think that the s'mores cereal, if you've ever had that, would be perfect for it. Graham cracker, chocolate, already has marshmallow in it. I don't think there's such a thing. Then after you make
marshmallow,
dip that baby in chocolate.
Oh,
like some melted chocolate. You dip it in chocolate, let it harden. That's going to be some good stuff. Eat it with, you throw it in a bowl, a couple of scoops of ice cream on top. You're welcome. You're welcome.
If you like that, then there's this thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. It's called Puppy Chow. And essentially, it's like Muddy Buddies. Have you heard of those?
No.
What? Okay. So essentially what Puppy Chow is, it's the Life cereal or like a Chex cereal. And then you roll it in melted chocolate. And then you like dust it in powdered sugar. It's called Puppy Chow.
Oh, here we call that white trash.
Oh, what?
Yeah, it's called white trash.
We call it Puppy
I'm
Chow.
From.
Or at least, I mean, I'm also originally from New York, but I called it Puppy Chow.
I don't know what any of you people are talking
what?
About.
Oh, girl. You gotta explode.
It's really good.
It's so good.
I got an old girl.
If you've never had it, it is next on your list. You've got to get... I know that you don't really cook very much, but...
Just gotta melt chocolate a little bit.
Yeah, you just gotta melt chocolate or, you know, get someone to melt chocolate for you. That's what I do. I ruin every kind of food that I touch.
You know you can microwave everything. Chocolate, right, Bill?
That's yeah, a little bit I'd complicated.
I'd find a way to screw it up. I'd burn the house down. It's bad. It's a good thing that I'm married because otherwise my kids and I would starve to death.
That's a little bit complicated for me.
How is it complicated?
It's just like a lot of steps. Like I just like, you know, you pour the cereal in the bowl, pour some milk in and, you know, let it sit until it's a nice, delicious mush.
Ugh.
And yeah, I'm sorry. I like it soft.
I can't.
That didn't sound right. I didn't mean that. I'm sorry.
Phrasing.
But, like, my friend once told me about how she would take Pop-Tarts and, like, break them up and put them in a bowl and pour milk over it. And I was just like, yeah, that's too many steps.
That's like matzah.
I don't even cook Pop-Tarts.
Sometimes I do. But, like, that's kind of like matzah. So, like, over Passover, they make a cereal called, like, matzah meal. And essentially, you crinkle up the matzah, which is just a giant saltine. And then you put a heap of sugar in it and you drink it with milk, like, out of a mug.
That sounds terrible.
We get desperate. Desperate over Passover.
So you were talking about milk. Do you guys eat dry cereal?
Only Cheerios. That's the only cereal that you can eat dry.
So
Bridget?
Staples are the Honey Bunches of Oats, but right now in my pantry, it's Honey Bunches and it's the Reese's cereal. That's like I rarely ever would put anything in it. It's what we will snack on when we watch like Star Trek or something.
See, I never eat dry cereal, but you know, you just said Reese's.
Oh. Bomb.
That would be fantastic as a Rice Krispie treat style thing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, peanut butter, chocolate, and marshmallow. I mean, come on, man.
Well,
that sounds delicious.
They do have peanut butter Rice Krispie treats because you mix peanut butter with the marshmallow, the Rice Krispies, and then you put melted chocolate on the top of that. That stuff's like if your mom brought that in for school, you're done. Like you're golden. You're popular. Everyone's like you are now my best friend. Did we just become best friends? Yes. Like that's like. Royalty right there.
I've never had Reese's cereal.
It's pretty damn good.
My heart stopped.
Gasp,
but my heart stopped.
Her heart's all broken.
Tweet us your favorite cereal at Podcasting Idol.
Extra points for unconventional combinations.
Thanks for coming to the pantry raid, and remember,
chew with your mouth closed.
If you want to make your own puppy chow, all you'll need is Chex cereal, chocolate, peanut butter, powdered sugar, in about 30 minutes. Check out the show notes for the full recipe. Let us know how it turned out.